And yeah, it's super fun.
Yay. Okay. So, and thank you so much to Aaron, who provided some of the music we are listening to right now, because I put out the call to all my closest friends. Just Aaron and Amy, really.
All right. So she asked two people and two people responded. So that's pretty good.
Well, I think that's pretty good. I mean, considering, like, look at the stack of stuff here. And I've had to, you know, and poor Aaron, because she couldn't be here, we had, like, trying to make all these MP3s that, you know, some of us have to figure out how to do that. But we did it. We did it all to bring it to you.
It's all about the rock and the roll.
It really is. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. We haven't even finished, like, running through the list we just played, so let's try to back up for a second here. So before Bulkhead, we heard the Neats with Ghost. Did we already talk about this?
Nope.
We didn't. I didn't think so. Okay. We heard the Neats. That's a 1983 release. One of the most beautiful CD covers, with the most difficult things to read.
Yeah.
It's all black and white, and then they like stamped like the lightest gray ink on top of like a black and white, super busy image, which is really cool. It's really cool. It's like so hard to read. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah. It's tough.
Did I mention it was the 80s?
It's the 80s. So.
Before the Neats, we heard from Dump Truck. It's coming off of D's for Dump Truck. What that? No,
it
okay.
is from D's it for is, Dump Truck. Yep.
Yeah, but that's I wrote it in wrong. Anyway, we heard The Haunt. And that's an 84 release, keeping with our mid-80s theme. And we started the set off with Buffalo Tom with Witches, coming off of B-Sides. Not the 80s.
No, that was the 90s.
2002, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, it was.
So recent.
Well, when you have a band that continuously puts out records decade after decade.
Yes, but a band that puts out great records decade after decade.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's it's hard to keep track of which fabulous song came from which fabulous decade.
Thanks, Buffalo Tom.
Yay, for doing all you do. What am I playing next? Oh, I know what I'm playing next. Never mind. Don't answer that question, because I know.
Oh, that's good, because I have no idea.
Because, like, you're just going to vamp for a while to keep thinking.
I have no idea what's coming up next. It's a mystery.
Mystery. Okay, not a mystery to me. So, two Rumbles ago, Salem Wolves was in the Rumble.
No, last Rumble.
Last Rumble. Yep. Well, not the most recent Rumble.
Yeah, it was.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Probably.
No, it was, because
okay.
Yeah. No, it was the most recent one.
Okay, fine. In the most recent Rumble, Salem Wolves performed, and I had never seen them before. That's right. Okay, I remember now why. And they're awesome. And
oh, so good.
They made a free download. You can go find it right now if you want to. Covering Screaming Jay Hawkins' I Put a Spell on You. And I love
Classic.
It.
Classic.
And I love it. So we're going to check that out right now. Okay, are you ready? Am I ready?
I don't know.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop those things, do. Because you're
too. And I'll admit something to you. I get intrigued when women look sinister. Call me superficial, but I stare at them vampire girls. It's not the mascara, it's not the tight dress, it's a look in the eyes gonna scare you to death. Vampire girl, vampire girl, I get so intrigued when they look like a vampire girl.
A classic right there for Mr. Jonathan Richmond. I lied, Amy. I turned on your mic because you have to remind me when his shows are. Jonathan Richmond's coming back for Thanksgiving.
Oh, he is playing at the Middle East Upstairs on November 23rd, which is Thanksgiving Eve, 24th, Thanksgiving night, 25th, and then 26th. Four nights of Jonathan Richmond.
I know. So if you've never seen him live, you need to basically make some plans to go see him live. Man doesn't come by every single year or anything.
Oh, he does.
But. I know, he does. But when he does like a four-night stand because everybody goes.
Oh.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, and if you're planning on going Saturday, I think those are, if it's not sold out, it's close to being sold out. So think about another night, maybe after Turkey. Go Thanksgiving night.
Take a lovely stroll to the Middle East.
Turkey.
Okay, so before, thank you, Amy. Before Jonathan Richmond, we heard from Helium with their song Wanna Be a Vampire 2, Baby, coming off of Pirate Prude, 1994 release. Thank you again, Aaron. Before that was Salem 66 with Lucky Penny. And before that was the Salem Wolves with I Put a Spell on You, their cover of the Screaming Jay Hawkins classic, perfect Halloween song. And we have even more guests. I can't even believe the number of guests that have paraded through here today. It's awesome. So Phil and Heather are here representing two of the bands that are playing on Friday night at the Greek... No, I did it wrong.
At Club Bohemia.
Club Bohemia.
Downstairs at the Canteen.
See, it was like two basement places.
It's true. Yes.
At Club Bohemia.
Basement show.
It's a basement show.
And Heather is in Brouhaha. Madam...
Brouhaha.
Maha Brouhaha.
The name of the show is called Brouhaha.
See, this is very confusing.
You're not totally off.
I'm almost there.
We're having a Brouhaha.
Yes.
Which is perfect, given it's, you know, Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
Many days of Halloween.
I mean, I can't say I came up with the name, but...
I can say I did.
So, yes, it was Heather.
Our little coven got together and discovered.
Heather put together the show, and so she named the show, and then suddenly other shows with the name Brouhaha started showing up.
Really?
Huh. Well, that's what I've been seeing on, at least on my social media feed.
I see. Yes, we're not going to name names. Oh, well, this is the only Brouhaha that I know of.
Good.
Excellent.
That's the one you want to go to.
Okay.
That's the only one.
So besides Madame Brouhaha, who else is playing? Phil?
Yes. My little project, Ease Into the Noise. We have the band Sorry and Radium Girls.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Cool.
So, yeah.
And it is not a Halloween theme. However.
It is costume optional.
It's costume optional. We are not doing the Boston thing where we're doing covers of bands. We're actually doing all originals. Although maybe somebody has a cover in their set. I can't speak to all of that. But for the most part, that is our goal, is to share our stuff. And it's going to be a great night. We've got four excellent bands with lots of people coming in that tiny space.
Mm-hmm. I mean... Think of it as kind of a taster for the whole Halloween thing, which basically starts the next day.
Well, you know, it. Some could say it starts right now. I mean, this is a pretty big party right here.
There is. It's oh, yeah. True. Definitely.
Right here, on the town with Mikey D.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween party. Kicking off the weekend on Wednesday.
We bob for apples after this, right?
Oh, I am quite hungry, so I may not just bob for the apples. I may eat them.
Which you can do once we finish all, you know, catching them or whatever.
Of course.
And this is at Club Bohemia on Friday night.
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. Anyone have any recordings or other ways people can get your music?
Well, you can find Ease Into the Noise on Bandcamp. EaseIntoTheNoise.bandcamp.com. You can stream it and download it. And we actually have CDs because I'm old.
Well.
So.
At least you're not passing out like 8-tracks. That would be challenging.
I did have a slight thought of like just dubbing the thing on cassette and seeing what happens. But that's like kind of a... like an underground hip thing to do these days.
It really is.
So.
8-tracks aren't coming back around?
I hope not.
Darn, we were going to do our next album on an 8-track just for nostalgia's sake. No.
No.
Madame Brouhaha has three originals recorded some time ago. We've had some band additions in terms of our players. So we sound a little bit different than those songs, but those songs are all going to be in the set. A three EP set, and you can find samples of videos, I think, on our Facebook page. I believe Sorry has, sorry, now I'm from Canada. Sorry has some also.
Sorry, we said sorry.
Yeah. There are also a couple of local Medford people, so we got a lot of showing here for our fine town.
And I'm sure Radium Girls has
on their Facebook page,
some Bandcamp stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. We're on SoundCloud.
So. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. You can find us.
Use all the technologies.
Yes.
So Heather, you put this together just to showcase like bands that you love or?
For us, it's just a great opportunity. We have sort of new guitarist, so it's an opportunity for us to play out and really have fun and get tight with the new lineup. And we got offered Friday night of Halloween weekend, and I thought I'll take it.
And then she asked me.
Yeah.
And my first thought was, why are you asking me?
Your CD is good. That's why.
Yeah.
And
stellar talent.
Yeah. Actually, she was one of the first to actually get the CD. She floated the idea to me, and I was like, well, this was kind of like a recording project. And so I kind of floated it to the other people who played. And much to my surprise, they didn't even hesitate and said yes.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, and we've had a couple of rehearsals, and they're coming together a lot easier than we thought. So it's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, it's all about having fun.
Exactly. You'll all be sleeper superstars.
wow, that should be the next show title.
Sleeper superstars. Superstars. Say that 10 times fast.
Yes.
No. This is radio after all. I know.
I just had a long day in my day job. But normally I could do that, but I can't now.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I was at rehearsal. So.
See, everyone.
See, and I have rehearsal tomorrow. So.
All righty. Okay, so this is Friday night at Club Bohemia. You don't have to wear a costume.
Not required, but if you really want to get in the spirit and get ready for the weekend, do it up.
Excellent.
8:30-ish doors.
Though I do have a costume suggestion.
Mm-mm.
So, someone at my day job brought it up, and I just thought it was amazing. Sexy solo cup. I can just imagine how hard that is to execute, but that would be an excellent costume for Club Bohemia.
Yeah, Paula's excellent.
I don't know what Paula just said.
No, Paula's excellent comment was, if it's sexy, why is it solo?
We need more mics for Paula to say that
on
the air.
We have finally run out of mics in the room. We have finally run out of mics. Well, thank you guys for stopping by and giving us one more plug. This is going to be a lot of rock and roll this weekend, people.
Oh,
definitely.
Yeah.
Take your vitamins.
Thank you.
Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, sure. All right. On the Town with Rocky D. Rocky D?
Rocky
See?
D.
Why not? On the Town with Mikey D continues with more rock.
I'm going to spin like a sailor out on leave. I'm going to drink like the fishes in the sea. I will whirl like a dervish that is under a spell. I will have my fun before I go to hell. Yeah, go to hell. Go to hell. I will have my fun before I go to hell. I'll be living every second. I'll be living well. I will have my fun before I go to hell. Get a tattoo right across my face. I'll buy a drink for everybody in the place. I will romance every madam and each mademoiselle. I will have my fun before I go to hell.
Okay, we're having little technical difficulties there. Wait a minute. It's not a ghost. Hang on, I just did it wrong, that's all. Which is not surprising. Why doesn't it go over there? Phil, why doesn't it go over there? So we need too many DJs to make this whole operation work. I don't have enough options to play the music. Don't I hit this?
No, click twice on that.
Oh, where? Look at that. See?
Nope.
No. And I just took it out. This is why I don't want to do the thing.
All right.
Yeah, meanwhile, I've got another DJ ready to like push me right the hell out of the way because I'll find it. It's here.
Yeah, click twice. Where? There. And then
start.
Oh,
all right. So, what we're trying to do is, you know, a last minute add of Ease Into the Noise, which are playing on Friday night. Because you want a preview, right? We have one preview. We can do that. So.
Thank you.
We just heard from two Boston Music Award nominees, Ruby Rose Fox with Dance of Frankenstein, and that is coming off of the Domestic CD that came out earlier this year, and Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys with their title track Come Black Magic. Their CD was just released very recently, and Walter Sickert is up for Best Live Act and Best Male Vocalist. Ruby Rose Fox is up for Best Female Vocalist. Sounds pretty cool. Oh my God, I'm tired. We've only got 15 minutes left. I have a room full of people and a lot of CDs. But we're going to get to a few more, I think. Next up, we have Vic Firecracker. Who remembers Vic Firecracker?
Me. Woo.
Yay. I know, I've been kind of digging deep, but, you know, not always. Luckily, we have a really deep well to dig into. They released a song called Ghost Notes a while ago, and that's what we're going to listen to now. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
I've been riding since the day.
shit again. I got a Halloween head, head full of tricks and treats. It leads me through the nighttime streets downtown.
And that is, that is, one of our last Halloween songs of the evening. Powderhouse doing Halloween Head, coming off of Easy Tiger that was released a couple of years ago, 2003 to be exact. Yep, that was it. Before that was Scarce with Freak Shadow, coming off of 1995's Dead Sexy. And we started to set off with Vic Firecracker doing Ghost Notes. And that was actually coming off of, believe it or not, remember Tremont Brewery down by the waterfront by Black Falcon? They used to have these awesome music fests. They had a couple before they left, but they had a couple and they were always really awesome. And they made like mix CDs that you could just get like for the different bands that were playing. And then those are gold, man. Those are solid, solid gold because everything on there was fantastic. And a nice little snapshot of like 98, 99 Boston Rock. Anyway, we have about 5 minutes left of what has probably been the most populated On the Town with Mikey D show in my history. And I've been doing this for like 10 years. So thank you to everyone who came over, and Lily Black for playing, Amy for coming in with all of her CDs, Erin for being with us in spirit and in MP3s, and Trick Wallace for coming by to talk to us about the International Pop Overthrow, Heather and Phil, who are still here because we are having too much fun. They're playing Friday night at Club Bohemia. Come on down. And Heather is also playing Lizard Lounge on Saturday night as part of a Pretenders cover band extravaganza. Now that's going to be crazy. Saturday night at the Lizard is going to be really nuts, and we'll probably sell out. So if you want to go, I would absolutely go get tickets like now, maybe even yesterday. So I don't know how many more songs I can squeeze in 5 minutes, but we're going to get started now with Cult 45 and their song Back to the Grave.